Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College of Botany with Natural North Dakota.
I recently read a study about the Dakota skipper. The Dakota skipper is a small butterfly with a wingspan of around an inch. Coloration is variable between the sexes, with the upper wing surface of males a tawny orange to brown, while females are a darker brown and spotted. The underside of males is dusty yellow-orange, with females gray-brown with spots. Dakota skippers used to be common in its native range, which was roughly southeastern Saskatchewan, southern Manitoba, north and south Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, and northern Illinois. As some of you know, the Dakota skipper is now listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. The biology and ecology of the Dakota skipper is poorly understood. For example, it's known that the larvae feed on grasses and grass-like plants, but they've not been observed in the wild. Research conducted by the Minnesota Zoo and the University of Minnesota found some interesting differences in how species of grass influence larval growth and survival. They offered five species of native grasses, big blue stem, little blue stem, side oats, grama, porcupine grass, and prairie dropseed, to the larva along with two introduced grasses, smooth brome and Kentucky bluegrass. They found the highest survival and shortest time to adulthood was on porcupine grass and prairie dropseed. The other native grasses were considered medium quality. Those that fed on smooth brome and Kentucky bluegrass did poorly. The invasion of native prairie by smooth brome and Kentucky bluegrass is extensive. It's been hypothesized that the loss of native prairie, coupled with the degradation of the prairie by these invasive introduced grasses, is a factor in the species' decline. This research seems to support that hypothesis. Prairie dominated by smooth brome and Kentucky bluegrass may be ecological traps to Dakota skipper recovery. The road to recovery for the Dakota skipper is going to be challenging, but gaining a better understanding of how different grasses influence larval growth and survival is an important step in better understanding the biology and ecology of the species and help to better focus recovery efforts. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. Subscribe to the podcast or find past episodes at prairiepublic.org.